is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Investigators are still searching for the cause of last night's horrific fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts. As the firefighters' union is speaking out, nine people were killed. Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon.
This isn't what we're designed to do here, right? We're here to save lives, and any time that any life is lost, a single life is lost, is a tragedy in our mind.
CBS's Jim Crisula says the firefighters' union is now accusing the city of not fully staffing the department, hampering the response to the fire.
Firefighters say they could have saved more lives had they had more manpower. They say that prevented them from having an adequate response to the deadly fire. Union officials say the closing of fire stations and cutbacks on staff in the city have been a problem for decades.
The north rim of the Grand Canyon is closed because of wildfires that are burning out of control. CBS's Ian Lee has the latest from Fredonia, Arizona.
They are facing a perfect storm of fire conditions. It is hot. It's pushing 100 degrees, the humidity is low, and there is a wind taking it. One official told me that they can't attack it direct on. They said it's like a tsunami of flames.
Bad news today for employees of the U.S. Department of Education. CBS's Matt Piper has that.
The Supreme Court is allowing the president to continue with mass firings at the Education Department. The court has paused a lower court's order that had required the department to rehire 1,400 employees who had been laid off. The decision to lift the stay was 6-3.
The three dissenters were the liberal justices Sonia Sotomayor, Ketanji Brown Jackson, and Elena Kagan. President Trump has learned that warnings not to trust Russian President Vladimir Putin were valid.
I'm disappointed in President Putin.
President Trump shared his frustration towards the Russian leader while meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.